Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. And Emily here fact checks and researches everything. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here with my brand new co-host for this season three, which is, and then we're on year four though. My mom is no longer the co-host. She'll pop in and say hi every once in a while. But we are here with my new co-host, Emily. Say hello, Emily.
Hello.
How you doing?
Are we going with Emily Brostaff or Emily Brosnikoff? Like on
Brosnikoff.
Emily Bro Bra.
You could come up with a whole new. Your last name could just be Bra. Bro Bra.
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 Emily Bra.
I like that. I think that's a good one.
Would it be like B R A?
Yeah. Bra.
Or B R U H.
I would never remember to spell it like that.
I'm going to stick with Emily Brostaff. It's classic.
What, because it's your name?
No. Oh, my God. All right. We have now officially been friends for a year, and you better know my last name by now.
Brosnipsna.
Brosnipsna.
Brad Brosnipsna. I have been best friends with my friend Sammy for, I don't even, like, I'm going to guess it's 10 years now. Tessera something is her last name.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even attempt it when I saw it.
Sammy Tesseriero. Tessa, nope. Mm-hmm. So
she's gonna angry message you later.
She's gonna say close. Yeah. Anyway, hello everybody. Welcome to a new season. We are reformatting. We are re-co-hosting. We're doing everything. An announcement: there will be an All Things Internet Instagram that I will launch this week. I'll let you guys know about it.
Emily, keep you on top of it.
Emily's so mad at me. Welcome to working with me.
I volunteered to
do it for you. I'll
do it. Oh my God.
I'll do it one day.
It'll be done anyway, in like a year.
How you doing, Emily?
Good. I'm anxious.
Ah, that's normal.
We all know that. That's my whole personality is being socially anxious.
And that's fine. And mine's the opposite.
So. Exactly. Balance. It's called balance, sweetie.
Oh, I don't know what balance is.
Same. Just okay. Always in a constant state of anxiety.
Poop and anxiety. Yeah. Well, so Emily had been finding all of the news articles and whatnot for my mom and I to talk about the past like two-ish, three-ish months. And now she is going to be here reporting herself and I'm going to listen and respond as I do.
Could be a surprise.
It's going to be a big surprise. Let's do this. All right. You ready?
Sure.
Yes, you did want to. You did start a new segment, though.
I did start a new segment. I read through the comments. I saw what the people were demanding. And I know everyone's missing your mom, Gwen.
Her, I know.
Yeah. So I figured a nice way to honor your mom is to every week start our episodes with an in honor of Gwen segment.
I love this.
And so every week I'll either be telling you the week's most ridiculous holiday. Mm-hmm. I'll either be telling you chicken facts or what was the
squirrel facts.
How did that even start?
My mother. I don't know. This woman just gets obsessed with weird things. And she got obsessed with these squirrels that she feeds nuts to in her backyard.
Interesting. I love that.
So she gives squirrel updates and I don't know.
Well, today we're going with chicken facts.
Love it.
And I'm going to tell you three chicken facts, and you're going to have to guess which one is the false fact. Are you ready?
So it's two truths and a lie.
Exactly, but with chickens, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Let's go.
Okay. First one. Chickens outnumber humans 3-1.
That doesn't seem right. Continue.
Chickens can't stand on one leg.
Like for a long period of time, like a flamingo?
We're not questioning things.
Oh, come on!
A And your third fact, chickens dream when they sleep. Which one is the false one?
I'm going to say chickens can't stand on one leg is the false one.
How did you know?
I grew up with chickens. I see them.
I thought that was such a good one. I was like, it's almost wild enough that like it's believable.
Yes.
It's so simple.
Yes.
All right.
It was that one or the population one, but then I thought about how we like overstuff chickens and farms and stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I had to fact check that because I for sure thought that was a lie, but nope.
I love that you fact checked it. I would have just accepted it as truth the moment I read it.
Well, and I ended up texting my family and I was like, quick, I need a chicken fact that sounds true, but it's not. And my sister was like, chicken can't stand on one leg. And I was like, do you actually know if that's true or not? And she's like, no, I just made it up. So then I also fact checked that.
Oh, this sounds like a lot of work for you.
It was. It was a lot of pressure, but we're here and we're thriving.
All right. Perfect. All right.
You want to jump into the news?
Tell me what happened since Christmas, basically.
All right. So we're going to start off with there is a huge internet rumor going around right now that Kylie Jenner has already had her baby.
Kylie Jenner was pregnant?
Oh, my God.
Yes, because the girl figured it out on TikTok with the nail polish. I remember this story.
Right. And that I was actually going to talk about that a little bit. So good segue. So back in September, she announced on her Instagram via a like really cute 90-second video that her and Travis Scott were expecting another baby.
Okay.
And based on this one tiny clip within that 90-second video where she's kind of kneeling on the ground and showing off her baby bump, people were already starting to speculate when her due date was. And they were saying it was probably the... Right, because why wouldn't we want to know? So they were speculating that her due date was at the end of December. But she like never confirmed this. We all know that she saw that everyone was asking when her due date was, but yeah, never confirmed. And then around the end of December, she was the only Kardashian/Jenner sister who was not photographed in the family's annual Christmas party photo. So this got the rumor stirring that she's potentially already had the baby. Then the rumor started getting particularly bad when her older sister's fiance, so Travis Barker, posted a picture of the Kardashians sitting around and watching the movie How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And if you look in the bottom right-hand corner of the picture, there's this baby bottle that's full of milk. And so everyone's basically saying, why, like, who else in the family would possibly need a bottle full of milk? Because all the other kids are too, like,
you know,
grown for that.
He got reamed for that photo.
I didn't know that.
No, he didn't know. I'm saying, you know, that like Kris Jenner. I don't know things. I don't know anything.
I was like, how do you know this and I don't?
No, you know that the second they saw those rumors starting happening, he got destroyed by that family.
Oh, yeah. Right. Kris Jenner was probably like, leave him.
Yes. He's done.
He's done for. So, of course, because... what's the phrase? The devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
Naturally.
Kylie immediately posted a baby bump photo on her Instagram to kind of squash the rumors, to be like, no, that baby bottle wasn't mine. Look, I still have a baby bump. But as we all know, she is known for taking photos ahead of time and saving them for when she needs them to throw people off her timeline.
Yes. I see people do this all the time on the internet. I'm like, I know the truth. How did... oh, you took that photo beforehand. Okay.
Right. Just like you talked about earlier, there's this TikTok user who goes by the name of Caroline Cares a Lot. And she was the one that
she
actually predicted.
She clearly cares a lot.
I
don't care
God
that
bless.
Much.
I'm glad someone else is doing the work for me because I'm interested in this stuff. But will I sit there and scroll through her Instagram and match up her nail colors to confirm whether the picture is old or not? No. But when someone else does it, it's nice.
That is so much work.
Right. And that's where I thought the story ended. But then I just saw the article yesterday. I'm not sure when it actually happened. I know it was sometime in the past week, but she was flying back from Palm Springs and she had her bodyguards meet her at the airport and on the runway. And she had her bodyguards hold up these massive sheets in front of her car door leading up to the ramp of her private jet so that the paparazzi couldn't snag a photo of her. And everyone's basically saying, why would she do that? unless she's already given birth, because she's posting baby bump photos of herself. So it's clearly it's not that she's trying to hide that she's pregnant or like her pregnant body. So I'm taking that as confirmation that the baby has been born.
You know what I'm taking it as?
Tell me.
They're messing with everybody. They are enjoying the free publicity and everyone's like freak out about it, because that's going to make the photos of the babies worth more money. So because the People magazine is going to want to be the first people to announce it, or Us Weekly. Right. I don't know what magazine people are.
Can you imagine how much money they shell out for exclusives like that?
Yeah. So they are making it worth more money.
That's brilliant. I know. Oh, my God.
I know.
Kris Jenner. God, she needs to write like a handbook for all managers out there.
Yeah. Once she's done.
Right. Exactly. When the Kardashians are just done and like retired, this is what she needs to do.
It's genius.
But I was reading an article, you know, just trying to make sure that I was 100% fact checked. And I saw Kim made a statement a while back explaining why she and her sisters try and keep the pregnancies hidden or like the births hidden. And she said, and this is her direct quote, "There were times when we would be driving and pregnant and paparazzi would purposely crash into our cars because they just wanted an exclusive picture."
Yeah. Isn't that
terrible?
Can you
imagine?
It's terrible. I mean, paparazzi is garbage trash.
I mean, you watched that Britney documentary, right?
Yes, of course I did.
I mean, I realized to an extent how bad they were, but like until I saw that Britney documentary where they were like climbing on top of her car, and like that blew my mind.
I first realized it when, was it Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey had their reality show?
I never watched that.
Oh my God, you missed out on so much goodness. There was an episode where Jessica Simpson was driving in the car with her friend, and the paparazzi was doing that. They were trying to get there. Like, she called Nick Lachey and was like, "Tell the security guards to meet me at the gate. I think they're just trying to get a picture of me angry or flipping them off or something. They keep running into the car, stopping short in front of us. They're following us. There's a group of them." And like, their reality show people, cameras are going. And so you could just see the paparazzi swarming and like running into the car. And they don't care as long as they want the photo. They want the photo. It's stupid.
That's insane. I can't imagine living a life like that.
No.
I always say like it. I always make very offhanded comments where I'm like, "Oh, it must be like so nice to be rich and famous, and like you can fly anywhere on your private jet and do whatever you want and have unlimited money." But then it's like at the same time, at what cost?
Yeah, like you can't
no privacy.
You have to fly on a private jet, or else you get bombarded with people and paparazzi the entire time, and then you have to have your security guards hold up blankets so you could get to your car.
That's crazy to me.
Like a small thing. I was hanging out at JoJo's the other night, and her mom was like, "Hey, sweetie, we're gonna go out to dinner. You want to come?" And she's like, "Nah, I don't want to get ready," because she has to put on a full face of makeup. Yeah. And like, she's a sweetheart, and she's just like, you know, she's always down to take pictures with people, but she's like,
"Yeah,
I'll just order food." Like, she can't leave her house unless, you know, she's ready to be. She's ready for a meet and greet, basically. So
right.
It's just a little
there was
part
this
of it.
Billie Eilish documentary that came out. I don't even want to call it a documentary. It was like a YouTube special that I watched while I was like getting ready for bed the other night. And she was saying that's one of the reasons she got rid of her iconic hair is because she was so tired of that giving her away in public. And so just going blonde and being this like short blonde person in LA, like she's going to blend in a whole lot more. And she's like, finally, I can go into Target and be in there for at least 5 minutes before I'm recognized.
Yeah.
Instead of like stepping out of my car and people running up to me for a photo.
Yeah. I mean, my ringer's on. It's obviously like they love saying hi to people, but when you want to just run to Target, it's a little different.
All right.
What else we got?
All right. On to the next. So we have the Khloé and Tristan Thompson news that broke.
They're still together?
It's so unclear. I can't keep up with them. But okay. So remember when I said I 100% fact check? We're going to drop it down to like 90% for this statement.
It's better than me and my mom.
I want to say when the news broke where he confirmed that he was the baby's father of this other woman, I want to say they were still together or like they had just recently been together. Why do you look so confused?
Because I'm just trying to comprehend why she still wants to be with him.
Oh, you and the world. Everyone. Yes. Not sure.
Okay.
But yeah, so Chloe and Tristan have always had this on and off again relationship, which is, you know, when it goes off, it's always due to Tristan's cheating.
Girl, respect yourself.
I love her so much. And I just, yeah, it's one of those things where everyone else can see how amazing she is and she can't. And it's
yeah, sad. I know. That happens.
But then in December, rumors started circulating that Tristan had gone and got another woman pregnant. And I want to say, I'm saying her name correctly. It's like Mara Lee Nichols. I think it's Mara Lee. It's like M-A-R-A Lee. Mara
Sounds Lee. Like a name to me.
We're gonna sound confident and say it like that. And
okay.
Then people will think we'll know what we're talking about.
of course. Welcome to how I do things.
Fake it till you make it, baby.
Yup.
Of course, Tristan denied these rumors because if he was the father of the baby, he would have conceived while Chloe and him were still together. That is 100%.
Okay.
But then Mara Lee ended up suing Tristan for child support and other pregnancy-related fees. But it was still never confirmed until last week when Tristan shared a message on his Instagram story and it read, "Today, paternity test results revealed I'm the father of a child with Mara Lee Nichols. I take full responsibility for my actions now that paternity has been like what else are you going to do? Like, you literally have 100% confirmed you're the father of the child, but like he's acting like it's so heroic. I'm now going to step up.
I'm not going to abandon. What? Yeah, duh.
Of my own free will.
I'm such a good person. I'm doing the bare minimum.
Right, exactly. he said, "Now that paternity has been established, I look forward to amicably raising our son." And then followed the message with a huge multi-page apology written out to Chloe.
Wow. So,
yeah.
So romantic. What a great guy.
Right.
She should stay with him.
Oh, right. and then I read this Entertainment Tonight article that basically said Chloe and Tristan are still in touch and keeping their conversation strictly limited to the subject of co-parenting their daughter, True. And so maybe this is it. Like, maybe this is finally
Let's
a
hope
last straw
so.
For her.
Dear goodness, I hope so.
Yeah. But
all right. Enough. Do we have anything that we can move past the Kardashians?
Oh, yes. All right.
I want to hear something else.
So we all know we had a couple of people requesting we talk about Betty White passing away.
May she rest in power, rest in peace, rest in whatever she'd like.
I knew she was iconic. But when I was doing research, because I was trying to come up with something that, you know, we could contribute to the conversation about Betty White besides, you know, what everyone knows about her dying at 99, less than 3 weeks away from her 100th birthday.
Did you see the thing where she's like with leap years, if she would have made it to her birthday?
Oh, that makes me sad. but when I was like researching her, I didn't realize how much of an incredible feminist icon she was growing up. Yeah. Did you know this? Like,
no. Well, yeah, I knew she was just like a tough woman and like, you know, said really.
Right.
Yeah. I just, a natural feminist, but I don't know if she was like, I didn't know she was so like iconic.
Like almost got fired from, the entertainment industry because she was like so ahead of her times.
I know one of her shows got canceled because of she refused to fire the black tap dancer, black tap dancer,
right? And gave him more screen time after they threatened to fire her.
She said, "Bet."
And her response to their demands was literally, "Live with it."
Well, I love
when they said, we're either canceling your show or you fire this black actor that you hired. She said, "Live with it," and then proceeded to give him as much airtime as possible.
I love her.
I thought that was pretty cool. We also learned that she had to constantly defend her prioritization of work ahead of finding a husband and starting a family.
Oh my God.
Yeah, which, I mean, at the time were considered benchmarks of a woman's success, but Betty White was like, "No, my acting career is." I think that's
you
awesome.
And I are never going to be successful because neither of us will ever find a man.
No. Oh, darn. I should just give up now. Oh, my God. And yeah. So, oh, and then I thought this was like a little fun fact. I read an interview where Betty White once told an interviewer that if her acting career hadn't have worked out, she would have become a zookeeper.
I love that.
Just like,
I hope that she was just just making it up. Like, I hope she was just like, well, I'm going to say something random.
Why wouldn't she say like skydive instructor or something?
Oh, that would have been good. Did they have that back then? When did skydiving become a thing?
Someone tell us in the comments.
Please do.
I'm too lazy to look it up.
We're in the middle of a podcast.
All right. And yeah, she was also a Guinness World Record holder. She was awarded the title of the longest TV career for a female entertainer after her 70 years in show business.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And she was also the oldest person to ever host SNL.
I love that. What a wonderful human.
So, yeah, rest in power, Betty White.
We loved you. We still love you. Yeah. All right.
I have one last story for you.
All right, give it to me.
I'm wondering, we talk about this sometimes about how, we talked about a little yesterday about how our TikTok algorithms are different. I feel like we both are like on the gay side of TikTok, like the gay algorithm. I feel like we're both on like the feminist algorithm, but then like I'll say stuff that pops up on my For You page. Like yesterday I said, let's stay playful together, which like is a sound that is constantly used on my For You page. And you had no idea.
Listen, my girlfriend talks to me about this too. I don't have time for TikTok. So I'm on it rarely. Like I'll do like, maybe 5 minutes in the morning. And for someone to only be on TikTok for 5 minutes is a very short amount of time. So honestly, the most things I know are what my girlfriend sends me or what you send me. So I'll go to my inbox and like you, Joy, my girlfriend, and like two other people will send me stuff. And like those are what I see. And so it always is like a comedy thing that pertains to me, or our friend Joy just sends us a million dog videos.
And I love that.
So I don't actually get to see all the trends.
Okay.
My bad.
Wow. In case you missed it, there is this mom that went viral on TikTok for dancing next to her newborn as he received supplemental oxygen in the hospital.
I saw people doing this as a trend where they're like telling people to donate while they do a dance in front of their kid at the hospital. I saw this be a trend.
I missed that.
Oh, it was a thing. It was a thing for a hot minute. And then everyone was like, stop.
Right. That's so cringy. I feel like there's a difference between like going on TikTok and being like, this is what's happening right now, and any like assistance or, you know, whatever you can give.
But I know
saying in front of your sick.
I kind of understood it, but like, cause I know one of my sister's friends, she was diagnosed with cancer, and so she danced every day to get through it. And so she did become a TikToker, but it was like her own personal thing, and it wasn't dancing to raise money. She was just like trying to inspire, but like, I'm going to be as positive as possible.
Right.
But it was a little creepy to see people like, you know, just
in front of their kids. Like, there's a difference. I feel like there's a difference between someone who's like dancing through to inspire people and to keep themselves like, what's the word, like to keep
motivated,
their spirits up. And then a mother dancing in front of their their hospitalized child who's just lying there in the background. Like, I don't know.
Is that
controversial? Like, I feel like that's a little weird.
I'm gonna say I don't know why it made me uncomfortable, but it did. They weren't hurting anybody, and they clearly love their kids, so I'm going to like let them live your best life or try to, but it made me uncomfortable to watch it.
Yeah.
For unknown reasons. Maybe I should talk to my therapist. Who knows?
Yes.
But
we should both talk to our therapist.
Yes. But that was my immediate reaction to it.
Yeah. It was just so weird. And then like all the little spoofs to come out of it where like people were pretending to like dance in front of like their sick dog, and it was like, clearly sarcasm. But this mom, she ended up taking down her video because she said she was receiving death threats and hate messages.
Yeah, that's the internet.
That's a little too far.
Internet, no.
Right.
Like, do what I do. Watch it go, I don't, okay, and move along, because they weren't hurting anybody. Right. It was fine.
Right.
Maybe not something you'd do, but no need.
I'm going to think about how cringy it is in my head and talk about it with my friends, but I'm not going to sit there and like write a mean comment or write a threatening message to her.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So she came forward and she said that she feels like people took the video out of context. She said that the reason she made the video was because people were asking about his condition while he was in the hospital, and all of her videos involved dancing. So she didn't want to make a video that didn't involve dancing, but at the same time wanted to answer people's questions about him.
Yeah. So like it's understandable. Like not what I would have done, but she again, she wasn't doing anything wrong. And she was keeping the aesthetic of her page. I feel it.
What's more important? The aesthetic of your page. I'm not going to go there. All right. We'll just leave it at that.
Oh, Lord. Love it. All right. Is that all the news we have for today?
That's it for the internet news.
I love it. All right. Before we move on to our next segment, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor, sponsor. All right. What's the next segment there, Emily?
I figured, do you like that I have my emotional support water bottle with me?
I do. So gay of you.
So gay of me. Okay, so the next segment we're gonna play.
I just spilled water everywhere. Sorry.
I missed it. I wasn't paying attention.
Fine. I just don't have an emotional support water bottle.
You need one.
Continue.
I have two that I rotate through. Okay, so we're gonna play a game.
Love it.
This game is called Finish the TikTok Sound. Because now, as all the listeners know, Rachel does not spend 4+ hours a day scrolling through TikTok like the rest of us.
So. I want to. I truly, truly want to. I want to post more too. I just haven't had the time. But
I know. You're very busy.
No, now that you're taking on the most of the work on this podcast, I might have time to post a TikTok or two.
Ooh. Oh my God. Don't promise the people what you're not going to follow through with.
I didn't promise anybody. I said I might.
I might.
I know the power of my words.
Yes. Okay. So basically, I'm going to either talk or sing the first portion of the TikTok sound. Well, and when I pause, you have to finish it.
I'm so excited for you to sing it. I don't know if I've ever heard you sing to me.
I'm not going to like full send.
Oh, come on.
I have no singing voice. All right. Here we go. Are you ready?
Always.
We're gonna start off with an easy one. Okay. Watch, you're not gonna know it. You have to know it. We're good. All right. Anyway, we're gonna start with an easy one.
Right, you watch ready? You do a sound that I just did or something.
Probably. All right. Let me get my singing voice ready. Lala. Okay. Can't take
la,
anything la. Seriously.
La la. La, la.
All right. Into the thick of it.
Into the thick of it. There's more?
Da 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 da.
Oh! Into the thick of it.
No. We're tramping
through the woods.
No. Nope. Nope. Boo, you lost.
I've heard that one, though.
I'm proud of you. At least you heard it. All right. No point for you.
Dang it.
All right. This one is a sentence rather than a song. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to do it in my best accent that I can. Once I make my move,
what?
The deafening silence.
Once I make my move, it's over once for the I rest make... of you? I don't know. I'm making it up.
I like the confidence, though.
Thank you.
Once I make my move, then you're free to check the king.
Is this the Hermione thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I've heard it, but I
was doing.
Yeah. Wrong.
You're killing me.
I'm sorry.
No.
I know it. I'm also really bad at knowing what people are actually saying.
Oh God. Yeah. No, I get that. All right, so, this one.
God, I'm failing.
I figured, it's okay. We still love you. I figured those two were the easy ones because now it's just like a medium one.
Oh, God.
Okay. And can I also have a small blue raspberry slushie?
No. Oh, raspberry slushie? I thought it was the pumpkin. Where they go,
will,
no.
Okay, I'll switch it out because that was my alternative. Okay.
Yeah, do you have I know this one. It's like, do you have the pumpkin loaf? And they go, no. And she goes, oh, okay, that's fine.
Rachel, even that. Okay, what? Perfect. It's okay, perfect.
Oh, okay, perfect.
No, this one, this girl pulls up to like a McDonald's drive-thru and she's like,
This isn't
the pumpkin loaf girl. This is the blue raspberry slushy.
Oh my God.
She pulls up to a McDonald's. Yeah. And she's like, can I have a blue raspberry slushy? And then there's this long deafening pause and the like drive-thru operator goes, a sausage McMuffin. It clicked.
Yeah, it clicked. I got that one.
All right. Let's see.
God, I need to get back on TikTok some more.
You really do. All right, two more.
Let's see if I can get just one.
We just need one out of you. That's all we need.
Come on.
Okay. Let's see. And that's what she said. And you know what? What was that?
Hold on, wait. What was that? Is that one?
No. It's two completely separate audios.
Hold on.
All right, you have to guess.
What was... Hold on.
I'll do it again.
Okay.
And that's what she said. And you know what? What was that?
I got nothing.
Okay, James.
What?
Oh, my God. It's Wendy Williams. It's her little audio. And we say it around the house all the time. Like, anytime the kids spill a drink, we go, okay, James. Or just, yep, nope. All right, just me.
I hear it now. I recognize it now. It just it didn't get there first. Okay.
All right, this is the easiest one I have. This is your last one and the easiest.
Oh, my God.
You ready?
No.
Oh, no.
Our table is broken. I got one.
That was my like spare extra in case she's miserably losing this game.
I lost that game.
Yeah.
That was bad.
That was bad, but there's always room for improvement.
Always.
Go up from here.
Is it good that I didn't get any right? Because it proved I'm like a productive member of society.
Right.
Or I'm
because
really
you're an internet person. Should know this stuff.
I should know.
How about this? When I see a sound going viral, I'll just start sending it to you.
Please, because then also I should do something with that sound on my TikTok.
Yeah.
That's what my girlfriend does. She keeps sending me stuff. Nice. Do this. And I'm like, okay.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I just did a TikTok and it did gotta go viral. And then you sent me this morning a video of these two girls doing it. So.
And they did it. Did you like you watched till the end where
they transitioned?
Put a little spin on it.
Yeah, I liked it. It was cute.
That was so cute.
I love
cute.
A little collaborative effort.
On it.
I know.
Yeah.
I thought it was adorable.
It was.
All right. Is that where I lost the game, clearly, and then I lost the game just
it's
now.
Okay.
All right. Before we move into our last segment, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
All right. Are we doing questions?
Sure.
Well, no, what is it? What's the next segment? This is you.
I meant to say sound more confident. Yes, we're doing questions.
I was like, dang, did I miss something in our meeting yesterday? What was the last
segment? I acted like you're planning out this show and I'm like waiting for you.
Nah. I'm just here.
Yes. Just here for a fun time. I figured we could wrap up the episode with some questions. Did you have a chance to pick any out? If you didn't, I have a few picked out.
I looked through them all and I did not, I liked them all. So you can ask whatever you'd like. We asked these questions on my Instagram, but in the following weeks, we will be asking them on the ETI Instagram as soon as I make it.
Oh my God. It's going to be years.
No.
Years, 2026.
It'll get done.
Rachel still hasn't made our Instagram page.
I get things done. I just wait to the last possible second. So when this episode airs is probably when the Instagram will go up.
There we go. Yeah. I don't know if it's a fact or not, but I saw on TikTok, so it must be true, that that's like one of the signs or symptoms of ADHD is we like chronically procrastinate. And the reason we do it is because we are successful at it.
Yes.
And so we continue to do it because it pumps the cycle. We wait, we have anxiety, we do it, we get it done. And then we're like, oh, that wasn't so bad. And so then we just keep.
Yeah. And it gives us this like the pressure of it, like gives us chemicals that like we kind of like feed off of. And then successfully completing the thing after we've procrastinated so long gives us serotonin of some sort. So it's actually like we like it more and we benefit from it more. And I'm like, I'm good at it. So yeah, I keep going.
Yeah. Why stop when we're successful at it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought this was a good question. A few people asked to remind them how we met. So I figured since this is our first episode together, we could
Well, it happened
real quick.
You were a fan.
Hmm? What?
You saw me perform in Washington, D.C. That is the first time she ever saw me was in Washington, D.C., correct?
I mean, like I had seen like your YouTube videos,
I know, but
yeah, in person. Yeah.
But we actually met and became friends because our friend Joy. Joy was started as your dog walker, dog trainer friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then she volunteered at the same dog training place I did. And I became friends with Joy. And then Joy is a great human and was like, we all should hang out. And you freaked out when you realized because Joy had no idea who I was. And I love her for that. Now she's my number one fan, but had genuine no idea who I was. You informed her and she's like, oh, that's cool.
I know she literally was like, I don't understand why she has so many Instagram followers. She has like a crazy amount. I was like, how many does she have? She's like, over a million. Isn't that crazy? And I'm like, well, who is she? And then, yeah, it clicked.
Yep. So Joy eventually ended up having us like meet. And like, I think we met and you were, she was like, Joy was like, she's going to try and play it cool. I was like, all right, that's fine.
I still cannot believe she did me like that. Because I made her promise. I was like, do not tell Rachel that I know who she is. Because if she knows that I know who she is, then I'm going to freak out. And she's like, okay. And then lo and behold.
Joy knows me. She's just, she knows I don't care. She's like, she's cool. I promise. She's just probably going to be a little reserved. And I was like, okay. And then I think we hung out twice. And at the end of our second hangout, you started opening up and being like, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions now. I was like, it's cool.
I know. And you were so nice about it.
Yeah, but we just kept hanging out. We got along, and then you moved away, and that annoyed me. But I roped you back in, and I was like, "Hey, you want to do some work for
you
me?"
Did. I know. Oh my god. So
we met through Joy. Okay. Short thing. We met through Joy.
Short answer. Yep. Okay. Another person. And I don't know the story behind this, but another person asked what our New Year's resolutions are, even though they know that you typically don't do New Year's resolutions.
I don't
know that about you.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Because if you fail, you like think you failed at life. But if you in like early December or in November or October, you go, oh, you know what? I should change this part of my life. I'm going to wait. No. If you know something needs to change about your life, do it. Like mid-December, my girlfriend and I were both like, we got off the healthy track. And so that day we got back on the healthy track. We didn't go, I'll wait till January 1st. No, get your butt in gear right now. If you know something is negative about your life and you should change it then. Don't wait.
So you didn't procrastinate for once.
Not when it comes to my self-growth.
Love that. Okay. So what are some goals you're working on that have nothing to do with New Year's?
I'm just trying to get back into my workout groove. It keeps just getting put off because we'll go travel or we'll go. Yeah. Like I visit was during over Christmas. I was trying to work out every day, but I was also visiting my family every day. And yeah. like, I just.
Right.
Time management is an issue for me because I procrastinate with everything and then I get right. tired. Well, I like this year I have like goals I want to obtain this year, but it has nothing to do with New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. What are your goals apart from New Year's resolutions?
Well, I want to snowboarding. I want to hit 30 miles per hour and I want to go over a little box thingy.
I don't know what the box thingy is. I have no concept of what's fast for snowboarding.
My top speed is 25 and I am a like in between beginner and intermediate.
Okay.
And then.
All right.
Yeah. My girlfriend's top speed is 35 miles per hour. So. Jesus. She's,
oh my she's God.
Like a car.
Just flying past.
Yeah. I have.
You're like, all right, sweetie. See you at the bottom.
I always do.
We have the launch.
We do. We get off the thing and she goes, I'm going to go fast. Like, okay, love you. Be safe. Buckle your helmet. And then she just goes.
My God.
And she wow. knows if I don't make it down within 20 minutes of her to call for help.
Oh my God. That is hilarious.
Yeah. I have a money goal I want to hit. Like how much money I make. Right. I want to post more vlogs and more TikToks. But those are just things I need to do business-wise. But, you know, I just want to be a good person always. That's also...
One of your short-term goals could be to create the ATI Instagram page.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Shots fired! What are yours?
I also do not do New Year's resolutions, but not because I have some, like, principle... behind it. It's because I'm lazy and I can never think of anything on the spot. So like everyone on New Year's is like, these are my New Year's resolutions. And I'm like, oh crap. Like, what am I passionate about? Like, what do I want to change? And it's not that I don't have things that don't like need to be changed. It's just, I don't do well under pressure.
I know, great under pressure.
I know I want to get like more mentally healthy. Like I want to,
that's great.
Right now in therapy, I'm working on being less codependent. And that's a hard one for me.
Yeah.
Because I've been codependent for 29 years.
Yes. So I had to learn how to set boundaries and now I'm learning to say no. But I have realized a lot of people think that I'm like a kind of a pushover because they're like, you just say yes to everything. And I'm like, yeah, because I don't care.
Like, that's so funny because I've always had the opposite thought of you. Of like, I've admired how you always set your boundaries and I noticed that
you've only known me since I've done therapy.
True. That's true. That's true.
I've been doing therapy for a year and a half now. Before that, I had no boundaries. But now I have boundaries and I try really hard to set stuff up. But I do say yes to a lot. Like I am like always down to go do something fun or whatever. But I have learned to say no. And that is something I'm going to continue doing. Because my girlfriend was like, you need to say no to me more. I'm like, but I don't want to. There's nothing to say. You're not doing anything that I should say no to. So sometimes I do say no. And she goes, ah.
The audacity.
I'm like, I don't actually care, but I said no because you want me to say no. She's like, oh, okay.
Right. Say no to you saying no to her.
Genius.
Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of my only New Year's resolution
goal.
Yearly goal. Just work on like my mental health, learn to be less codependent and like take more risks, I guess. And that's something I started doing when I started hanging out with you guys, because like if you guys listen to the Uncensored podcast, you'll know that I have like crippling social anxiety. And so when you would invite me out to like meet all these people and influencers and go to these parties, originally I would have, like, my initial thought was like, say no, you're gonna mess it up, it's gonna be awful, you're gonna wear the wrong thing, like all of these like negative thoughts popping in my head. And then I thought to myself, like, no, gosh darn it, like this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, I'm gonna go do it. And it ended up being so fun. And so I want to continue that of like pushing myself out of my comfort zone and like taking chances, as cliche as that is.
I asked you to do this podcast and you were like, I'm gonna say yes, I'm just gonna do it. And you did this, like, I was like, take a moment to think about it. Like, I'm asking
you the wheels turning.
Yeah, I was like, just take a moment, we'll do whatever makes you comfortable. And then within like 10 minutes you texted me and you're like, no, I have to do this, like I'm not gonna let anything say no to this. I'm doing it. So
I'm not gonna idly sit by anymore. Like, I'm having fun.
Yes, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Do we have time for one more question?
Yes, we do.
Okay, best thing that happened to us in 2021. That's kind of a hard one.
last year. Oh, it's not
right. Bad. Exactly.
That's not hard. That's not hard for me meeting my girlfriend and coming out.
Oh, okay. Well.
Well, I came out and then met my girlfriend. Well, I came out in 2020, and then right. met my girlfriend in person in 2021, and then came out to the internet, and then
when,
I moved.
When
I had the best. I just had the best 2021.
Well, some of us can't say the same.
False. Yours was you made really good decisions.
Yeah.
Like it was a hard
fun. Yeah.
No. I had a great year.
Right. Meanwhile, I'm like lost a job, my dog died, my marriage failed. But also got into therapy.
Yes.
Had a really good group of friends.
Yes.
Like yeah, pushed myself more.
You got I hired you to start working for me. This
yeah,
maybe this is
I
your
know.
Year of fun. You had to make some you know what, 2020, I had to make really hard decisions, but they all led me to have a really good 2021. So maybe 2021 yeah. for you was a lot of really hard decisions so that you can enjoy this year.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how you can
this
look at it.
This is the year of personal growth.
Yes.
Hashtag boss babe.
This is not a multi-level
like,
marketing. This
that's,
is not a
that's
pyramid
a joke.
Scheme.
When you didn't laugh, I was like, oh God, people are going to think I'm serious. No, look what Emma got me. My best friend. She got me this for my desk.
I love that. It matches
be, like,
your Tumblr.
Very,
it matches
right,
your emotional
very
squirt
ironic.
Water bottle. I love it.
Yeah. We always say that like whenever we're doing something that we shouldn't be doing, we're like, boss babe, girl boss.
I hate it.
Yeah. Anyway.
I hate it.
All right, that's it for questions and news.
I loved it. How was your? This was your first All Things Internet. How'd it feel?
Good. I mean,
are you
yeah,
happy
I feel like
it's
we did
over?
Well.
We did.
No, I always get sad when we end our podcast because I'm like, oh, that's it. Like it goes by so fast.
Well, lucky for you, this happens every week now. This Yay. Podcast is happening every single Monday until I decide I can't do it anymore, and then we'll do it every other Monday.
My God. All you have to do is show up and be like, oh my God.
I know, it's
what
great.
What incredible news you've picked out.
This is literally just an hour of my day once a week. I think I can do it now.
You can do it.
Yes. All right, well, that's it. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I mean, like, we're going to make an effort to read more comments and
yes.
to read more suggestions and
yes.
and make this podcast more, you know, interactive and have you guys vote on things.
Yes.
So...
We're going to do a thing every time Emily cusses and Brother Bear has to edit it out. We keep track. And if she hits a certain amount of things, I'm going to create a consequence for her.
I was trying to think of good consequences. And like, literally, why was it? The only thing I could think of is like, every time I curse, I have to donate $5 to a charity. Like,
oh, boo-hoo.
Like good. I feel like I know because I feel like it's something bad that leads to something positive. But then I thought to myself, I was like, but then when I stopped cursing, I was like,
oh, like you be... You have self-control, then, like, then
right,
you don't
exactly.
get to, then charities suffer.
Yeah.
No, we'll figure it out. Well, also the internet can help us. If you have a good consequence, punishment, whatever, for Emily at the end of the month when we tally up how many times she's cussed, please let us know in the comments or on Twitter or on Instagram when I create that. that's
oh
it. I'll do it. Okay. I love you guys so much. Emily, you love them?
Yeah.
All right. I do.
All
right. We will see you guys next Monday here on All Things Internet. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.